Sheriff, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. I want to talk to you about a few different topics. First of all, we had State Senator Rick Jones on the program yesterday, and he mentioned a story about an arrest in Eaton County. And correct me if I'm wrong here, but apparently a woman who had the legal recourse to take medicinal marijuana apparently did so and then was driving, and she was arrested because she was impaired. Am I correct with that information?
That's correct.
Well, tell me the story from what you know.
From what I know and from what I can tell about, she was a young lady in her 30s that went to one of these places where she could smoke it. She smoked it, got paranoid, and then left and got in an accident. And she was very impaired.
And obviously there are rules on the books that you can't drive under the influence of pot. Not only is it illegal, but I imagine you don't want anyone impaired on the roads.
Right, and that's why a lot of these things are illegal, because it endangers themselves and others.
Now, are these types of businesses legal in Eaton County?
Well, yes, they're legal, but we're scrambling around trying to limit, you know, what they're doing. Even though Michigan passed the law to make them legal, there's a lot of things in the laws that need to be fixed, and that's where we depend on our legislators to not only pass bills and pass laws, but any laws that get passed other than what they're trying to pass, they should review them and make sure that they're enforceable and that they're not endangering anyone.
From your perspectives, are the laws that are currently on the books clear enough for you to be able to understand how to enforce?
Definitely not. There's a lot of things that we have to fall back on, again, driving, driving with her being intoxicated or under the influence, and not necessarily because she was in possession or anything. It's just we had to fall back on that law to make the arrest.
Do you have a rough estimate of how many of these types of businesses are in Eaton County?
We've got very few here in Eaton County, and the townships and in the villages and stuff are trying to enact ordinances in some way to try to prevent them. But again, they're growing.
All right. So the woman was arrested. Has the case been passed along to the Eaton County prosecutor yet?
Yes, it has, and that happened back, I believe, in November. But I don't know where the case is, if there's any appeals on it or anything at this point.
Well, it sounds like you, much like the folks that we have talked to here in Ingham County, whether it's some attorneys, whether it's Ingham County Sheriff Gene Rigglesworth, whether it's lawmakers, think that the laws are just too vague and there isn't enough meat, if you will, to help law enforcement agencies be able to enforce these laws.
That's correct. That's my opinion also.
Before we let you go, tell us about the storm, how that impacted you in Eaton County, accidents, closed roads. Did you have any challenges with those?
Everything went actually pretty well. There was a few calls that we had the next morning that couldn't get out because the subdivisions weren't plowed. However, we have an emergency plan that I have volunteers that have called in, and they had snowmobiles, four-wheel drive trucks, ATVs, and they offered their services so that if we had any emergency, we could have gone in and gotten people out.
Did you have any challenges with accidents or people getting stuck, or were those kept to a minimum?
No more than usual. I think that the issues that we had mostly were people that had to abandon their cars or got stuck during the storm, and then we had some issues with trying to get the roads plowed because the vehicles were in the way.
To your knowledge, are most of your roads cleared in Eaton County?
As far as I know, I haven't had any reports later yesterday or today that anybody was stranded yet or had their roads not plowed.
You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. We're talking with Eaton County Sheriff Mike Raines. Mike, we've had many conversations with folks from the Ingham County Sheriffs, including Sheriff Gene Rigglesworth. Their funding has been cut quite a bit, and the funding that they receive from the county itself has been cut, and so 12 out of 13 municipalities at this point in time do not have regular police patrols, and if they need a patrol car, it takes a long time for it to get out there. Are you seeing the same kind of challenges with the budget that you have to work with?
Well, we all have the same challenges with the budget, but I'm not sure, you know, what they're doing over in Ingham County, but we've been able to primarily the same number of people out there, and what I've been doing, I've been instrumental in developing substations or satellite offices. We've got one in Windsor Township, and last fall we just put one at Olivet College. So we have our deputies respond right to those areas, and they're more closely and more responsive to the calls that we get in those areas because they don't have to come back here to the office to do the reports. They can do them right there in these substations.
Do you know what the cost is? There a cost savings there as opposed to having those people way out in the out county and come back in? Is there a cost savings for them to work at those satellite offices? How much are those costing you?
Well, they're not costing the taxpayers anything. And matter of fact, I believe it's saving the taxpayers money because, like I said, we're more responsive, spend less gas money, and we're right in the areas. I'm not charging any more for having those satellite offices up. There are partnerships in Windsor Township with the fire department and with the college and all of that. They provided the offices, and we're just filling them.
And I wanted to get your take, Mike, on a lawmaker who has a law that he wants to see instituted in Michigan, which would give people the opportunity to carry weapons in places where you can't legally now, whether it be a school or a daycare center or shopping center. What's your take on a law like that, should it become legal to carry firearms in such places?
Well, it depends on what the lawmakers intend on passing this law is. The people have the right to bear arms, and I'm a firm believer in the Second Amendment. However, we have to be careful when we are implementing these laws, making sure that there aren't any unintended consequences from the laws that we pass. And it's something that I would have to look at and hopefully have input in to make sure if that law gets passed that it's going to be safe.
And you wonder, would it be safe if a student at Olivet College was going to classes carrying a gun, or someone was dropping off their child at a daycare facility and they were carrying a weapon?
Well, it depends. Again, how does the law read? The CPL holders, concealed weapons permit holders in my county, are all vetted. We check them out. The federal government and state, we check them out through the different avenues that way. And I also monitor our CPL holders. And I not only give out the CPL licenses to the law-abiding citizens, I can take them away.
We've been talking with Eaton County Sheriff Mike Raines. Mike, I know you're busy. Great information. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me on.